With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, I'm Mark Wilson from the band Jet and also the band Arc. And this weekend we're playing a Let It Be live show at the Barracks in Manly, which is a new venue.
Beautiful. Mark, thanks for joining us today, man.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
All right. So as you mentioned, the Australian Rock Collective are getting back together this Friday, September 23rd for something pretty special, mate. So fill us in on the details.
Well, yeah, this is we're going to perform Let It Be, the final released Beatles record, live as it can be heard on the record. As we did a tour earlier this year, we did a national tour where we performed that album, pretty much the 50th anniversary. Well, it was meant to be the 50th anniversary, but that got kind of scuttled by COVID, but we won't talk about that too much. So we played the 51st anversary of the record. We got this, it did so well that we started getting people off, asking us to play little festivals and this particular new venture in Sydney, which is it's live at the Barracks, which is the old quarantine station and barracks up in Manly on Manly Head there, which I've never been to, but it's a beautiful, I've seen photos, it's a beautiful kind of space, and they're just trying to activate as a venue gig space now. So they've got a full program this summer.
Very, very cool. And so did I hear right there before, mate? Like, do you recreate the songs faithfully to the originals, or do you take some poetic license?
No, we do. We try, and the way we kind of look at it is almost like doing a recital. We use the same equipment, we use the same guitars, same amps, same sort of effects. Well, not the very same, but we do. Yeah. We as close as possible, we try and get all the tones and everything as close as possible to the original and try and recreate that experience of someone listening to the record, but in obviously being performed live. So, yeah, I'd say we try and recreate things in more like a recital than like give it our own license. It's as good as we can do with who we are,
Yeah. And is it actually difficult playing an album like that from start to finish, mate? Like, I can't imagine when it was written and sort of they had that in mind that it was ever going to be played in one fluid motion.
I tell you, we did Abbey Road live a few years ago, and that was one of the most difficult things I've ever had to do because that record was never designed to be performed live whatsoever. However, if you've seen, or you're a Beatles fan, or you've seen the Get Back documentary, these songs were initially written to be played live, and they really translate live really well because they're meant to be played live by a small band, so... No, it is not. I mean, there's overdubs and stuff with Phil Spector did like string overdubs and whatnot, but they're easy. It's pretty easy to recreate with, a nice like string keyboard emulator thing. We try and get it to be as close as possible. Yeah, and they do translate really well live, these songs.
Yeah,
really fun, upbeat, energetic.
And the Australian Rock Collective is made up of some great Australian musicians, mate. So introduce us to each of them and tell us what they bring to the overall production.
Well, yeah, I play bass and I'm from the band Jet. We have Davey Lane on guitar and vocals, and he's from UMI. We've got Cram from Spiderbait on drums and vocals, and Darren Middleton from Powderfinger on guitar and vocals. And we've also... We bring along a couple of extra players. We've got James Fleming on keys and a guy called Brett Wolfenden on. We actually have two drum kits going on this one. So
wow.
It looks pretty cool as well. So he plays a second kit and sings some songs as well.
Fantastic.
So it's a pretty good live experience. It's pretty upbeat and pretty exciting kind of vibe.
And I believe you guys are all Beatles tragics as well, so it's not just getting up there and playing it, you're living it.
Oh no, absolutely, we're Beatles tragics. Yeah, we're all very much so. It's kind of the bond that sort of started this, you know, started us off doing when we did Abbey Road Live. It was because we're such big Beatles fans. We thought, the 50th anniversary of Abbey Road's coming up soon. We're crazy if we tried to do it live, and then we did. So, yeah.
So, as a fan, mate, like, what's your favourite Beatles story or moment?
Oh, look. You know, I tell you what, I reckon when that Get Back documentary came out last year, I think that thing blew away a lot of Beatles fans who have kind of seen every bootleg, seen every bit of footage, you know, heard every bootleg, you know, collected all the rare albums and all the albums and know everything back to front, know how to play. And then they bring out this thing that, and it's full of footage that no one's ever seen.
Wow.
And full of stories that no one's ever seen. And that thing kind of, it turned a lot of people who were not into the Beatles onto the Beatles as well, because, you know, it really showed them how good they were, and just what it's, they were just like how they just kind of lived in their own bubble a little bit. And, you know, I know a lot of friends who are always sort of never into the Beatles and now like asking me which Beatles record they should buy next, you know?
Wow. Well, then I know that there's probably too many to think of, mate, but what do you class as the Beatles' biggest contribution to music?
Look, I think if you look at the, Love Me Do, which has come out late 1962, and then Tomorrow Never Knows, which comes out in, you know, 1966. So which pretty much 1963 to 1966, they've changed music that much, you know, in those few years. So I think that's the speed and that which they changed and invented things is probably one of the biggest things that they did, you know.
Yeah. And you're also going to be playing a second set of songs from the rest of the Beatles catalogue, mate. So it must have been a nightmare narrowing fucking the rest of the material into one set list.
Yeah, it is hard. But this time we are going to play some of their solo stuff, and we're going to play some, like, our favourite sort of Beatles numbers, you know. Just we like to keep these show upbeat and, you know, pretty fun. So we're trying to, but also paying respect to some of the other moments in Beatles. There's so much to choose from. You can't really do a bad job, you know?
Yeah, it's so true. And is this the final show of doing this album, or are you going to be doing some more?
I think so. Well, no, we've got one more down in Melbourne, the similar one-off kind of thing. And then, yeah, we've always got it in the arsenal if anyone asks us to do it. It's probably one you could pull out without too much trouble, whereas something like Abbey Road is... requires a lot more musicians and rehearsals, whereas this one is a really, really live feeling album, so it's sort of one we can kind of pull out pretty easily.
Great. And you mentioned you've already done the Abbey Road album, and you're going to be doing Let It Be now. So are there plans to do any more Beatles stuff in the future, or are you going to move on to something else?
I think we did Neil Young's Harvest this year, which was really successful. So I think, you know, we might start branching out, but there's always a home for the Beatles with us. You know, we'll always probably gravitate towards doing Beatles shows because we just love it as well. But yeah, I think we'll start doing a bit more kind of, we'll vary the albums a bit more.
Beautiful. All right, Michael, thanks very much for your time tonight, mate. The Australian Rock Collective will be performing Let It Be in its entirety this Friday, September 23rd at Night at the Barracks, which will be held at Manly's North End. So for anywhere in the area, get down and support a good show in a beautiful location.
Thank you very much.
No worries, brother. Enjoy, man.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.